the rate hike. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As expected, the Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%.
It's the Fed's ninth consecutive rate hike aimed at tackling hot inflation over the past year. Central bankers did send a hint that they might be done raising interest rates soon in their post-meeting policy statement, which also said it was too soon to tell how much recent banking turmoil would slow the economy.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The news sent the markets deep into the red. The Dow lost 530. The Nasdaq off 190. The S&P minus 65. Only 10% of adults in the U.S. say they have significant confidence in the nation's banks and financial institutions, down from 22% of respondents who said they had high confidence in 2020. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, which also finds a majority of Americans say the government is not doing enough to regulate the industry. An appeals court in Washington, D.C. has ruled an attorney for former President Trump must turn over information about their communications to a grand jury investigating whether Trump broke the law by having classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home and if he obstructed the probe.
Evan Corcoran, the president's attorney in the classified documents probe, must produce documents that include communications with former President Trump dealing with his conversations regarding those classified documents. Now, Corcoran once appeared before the grand jury. Sources say Evan Corcoran declined to answer questions about private conversations he had with Trump.
Fox's David Spunt. This case is separate from the case in New York City where a grand jury is considering whether to indict Trump over hush money payments reportedly paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. A judge has temporarily blocked Wyoming's abortion ban, making the procedure legal again while the court challenge proceeds. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Moderna's CEO has appeared before a panel of senators and attempted to justify a price hike of its COVID vaccine.
Moderna is raising the price of its COVID-19 vaccine, now known as Spikevax, by four times the amount. A dose would cost $130. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders doesn't like the explanation from Moderna chief Stefan Bancel.
This is not the same product. We used to have 10 doses in each vial. Now we're going to have every vial will have a different dose. This is not the same.
I understand, but quadrupling the price is huge.
Bancel says there will be no more large quantity purchases in advance by the U.S. government, subsidizing the cost, and they expect demand to sharply decrease. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Dick Van Dyke has suffered minor injuries after getting into a car crash in Malibu.
Van Dyke was behind the wheel of his Lexus LS500 when it slid into a gate in Malibu. When deputies arrived, the 97-year-old film and TV star said that he lost control before it slammed into the gate. The streets in Malibu and the Los Angeles area have been getting pummeled by nonstop rains, causing mudslides. TMZ reporting Van Dyke was bleeding from the mouth and nose and might have suffered a concussion. Paramedics treated him at the scene as he had no interest in going to the hospital. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was assaulted at a fitness club in Lake Worth last night. Police say the incident left the rapper, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez, with several injuries. A motive for the assault is unclear. However, he testified against members of his own gang, which helped convict two high-ranking members. He had faced decades in prison for racketeering, but had the sentence reduced to 2 years after his testimony. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.